Welcome back to Healthy Trends. This is your host, Romel Axabal, on AdviceRadio.com and 1680 AM Radio, Los Angeles. I'd like to bring you Melissa Stone. She is a CMT and a fitness professional and author of a book called The Key to Life is Balance. She is also a fitness writer for Belly Dance magazine, and she'll share with us some practical tips and some ways we can take on while we deal with these challenges that we're having in these times. Melissa, welcome to Healthy Trends.
Thank you.
Why don't we start with your book? And what struck me is the word balance. The title of your book is The Key to Life is Balance. Just how off-kilter are people and society nowadays?
People are very out of balance. They're very stressed out, not taking care of themselves. I think people are so busy taking care of other people that they just forget about themselves. And then that throws themselves out of balance. We're in a fear right now, this financially and just with everything that's going on in America. Everybody is in fear and not in balance. So that's why I really was excited to get my book written and get it out there. And I'm getting a lot of feedback that it's really helping people to realize that they need to slow down and start taking care
that's
of themselves.
That's great. The book really is not a hard read because I think you designed it in such a way that people can pick it up or people can immediately get something from it, be inspired by it, and be empowered by it.
Well, that's the thing. Nobody has time, right? Everybody thinks, I don't have time for this. I don't, you know, I've got too many things on my plate. So what I wanted to design was something that was really easy. You could sit and read the book in probably a couple hours, or you can do it as a weekly read, which is how I designed it. And the weekly read is just a couple pages. On Sunday, you read the Om. I call it weekly Om. And then every day there's an exercise to do Monday through Friday. And the exercises are about 15 minutes long, or it's something that you should just kind of be conscious of all day long. And then at the end of the day, maybe write something about how it helped you through your day. And that's pretty much it. And there's meditations in there and yoga exercises and things like that. But everything is very simple and easy to add into your life.
Now, Melissa, your book cuts across basically entire demographic range, right?
Yeah, it can be designed for anyone. Anyone that's trying to lose weight, anyone that's maybe in addiction, that's trying to stop an addiction. It kind of it's basically how to notice how the energy is running through your body, how to notice what your negative patterns are, and then a little tip on what to do about it.
You mentioned the word noticing. I think awareness, self-awareness is a big part of this. Could you share more about that?
Well, a lot of people are just going throughout their day kind of unconscious. You know, they get up in the morning and they go to work, and it's kind of like this maybe a rut that they're in or just some a pattern that they're following all day, and they're really not aware of what's going on around them. And if you kind of give them an exercise, like one of the exercises is drive to work today and notice five things that's really beautiful about your drive. You know, I'm just trying to make people understand there is positive out there, because a lot of us tend to look at only at the negative, and maybe they're driving to work going, you know, I really hate my commute, I really hate getting up, you know, and this is all they're thinking all day. So I'm just trying to switch it and give them something conscious to look at that's maybe positive. And show them that how just that little thing of noticing five things as you drive to work that's beautiful, noticing how that changes you from the negative to now having a positive attitude throughout the day. It's a little tiny thing that really does big things in your
that's
life.
That's very interesting. I myself noticed that. And it's really very, very subtle. It will affect them immensely.
Right, exactly. But it really does work.
I think our job is to have people just be aware and take some conscious effort in recognizing these things.
And, you know, the other thing is people are not conscious as to how they are breathing. This is huge for people. When you start to really breathe and bring the oxygen into the body, wow, you get so much more energy. Maybe you sleep better. You know, your stress level goes down. It makes a huge difference.
Well, why don't you take us through, say, for example, somebody's just had an rough interaction with a boss or a coworker or they just received some traumatic news about some financial hardship. Where does the breathing, unconsciously, how do people breathe, and what can we do about it?
So most people are breathing either in their chest area, or they're breathing in their nasal cavity, which that's not even bringing any oxygen down into the body. So if you start to feel very, very stressed out, the first thing you should do is go to breathing and start doing belly breathing. So you're going to inhale in through the nose, and I tell people maybe you count to five as you inhale so that you start slowing down that inhale, and then let the belly rise. Just let go of the belly and just let it rise. And then as you exhale, maybe count to five again and make that exhale stretch out a little longer, and then you let the belly fall as you exhale. And just slowing down the breath will slow down the molecules in the body, and you will feel relaxed within seconds.
See, that's really great and very simple. And they don't have to be any place special. Like, they don't have to be in a specially meditative place to do this, right? Their office seat or their car seat.
Exactly. Mm. You know what I always do is when I'm stopped and I'm in line, I have to wait in line, I focus on my breathing. I take that couple minutes throughout the day to focus on my breathing. Because I'm busy as well, so I have to find time throughout the day to do my meditation and my breathing to keep myself in balance. And so these are great times. You know, you're waiting in line for gas, you're waiting in line at the bank, you're waiting in line in the supermarket. And what do people do? They get irritated because they're in line and they're looking at their watch. Well, instead of doing that, focus on your breathing. Make it a positive experience and make it about helping yourself in that moment. And then before you know it, you're out of there.
Yeah, there may be still some non-believers out there, but all we can tell them is to try it at least once.
Oh, yeah, just try it. You'll see. Once is all it takes.
And they'll be addicted to it. Because it does really work. They don't need any special training, no need to have taken yoga classes or anything like that.
Start breathing from the belly. If you look at a newborn baby, it breathes from the belly. And that is actually how we should be breathing. But our stress and our lives stop us from doing that, and we start breathing higher up in the body. And then the body is not getting enough oxygen to give us the energy we need to get through our busy life.
People listening right now, they may want to know where to get the book. Is there a website where they can hook up with and check this out?
Yes, it's www.thekeytolifeisbalance.com. So it's just the name of the book.com.
The name of the book.com. And they can order it from there, or they can probably go to Amazon.
They can go to Amazon, or they can order it from my website.
That's great. You are also a belly dance teacher. Is that correct?
I do take belly dance, and I also have taught some belly dance.
Okay,
and
good.
I write a little fitness column for Belly Dance magazine. So basically what I do is take yoga and Pilates and make it for the dancer.
It's
a fun little thing that I do.
This is great, but people may not know it, but the hips and the pelvis are not moved a lot in the proper way. And I think they should look into ways of just not even exercising it, but just mobilizing it the right way.
Yes, and belly dance just really opens up that area. You're doing a lot of, you know, hip circles in different directions, and it just really opens up the pelvis. Plus, it teaches you how to let go of your belly. A lot of women in this society suck in their belly because they want to be skinny and they want to have that flat belly.
Yes.
And actually, this is my next article that's coming out in the next couple of weeks in Belly Dance magazine, is how to love your belly.
Oh.
How to just let it go and just love it for what it is.
That's great. And this goes for men as well, right, Melissa?
Exactly, for men as well. There are male belly dancers out there.
It's healthy if they look into it and see what they're doing wrong. Good. One more thing before I let you go. This show is about the journey, or spiritual journey, of everyone. Of humanity. You had your book, and you mentioned you wrote it for 4 years. That was a transformational journey for you?
Oh, it was. It was a journey. And that's why it took 4 years. About three of the years, the book sat. And I realized that the book sat because there were things that needed to go in the book that I hadn't experienced yet. So this was a whole journey for myself. And there are little stories about the journey in the book. So the book just is not about information. There's a lot of my own little journey stories in there.
That's great. Then it was a whole healing process.
It was. It was a whole healing process. I can't even explain to you how in the last 3 weeks how my life has totally changed.
Wow.
Since I put out the book. It just seems like when I do something like that, I put out a CD or I put out something, and then I feel the benefits from the healing of that whole aspect of putting that project together. You know?
And I'm sure you know how energy travels. This is all picked up by people who read the book and who
take
a look at the book.
I'm getting letters and emails every day with people saying, thank you for writing the book. I now am meditating more. I'm picking back up my spirituality. I'm opening back up. I'm being creative. They're telling me all these great things that they're now doing that they've forgotten to do in the past. So I am getting a lot of feedback.
Well, Melissa, thanks for joining us today. I really appreciate the company.
Thank you for having me. Namaste.
There you go, folks. That again was Melissa Stone.